views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, Amber. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio. It's a chilly day in northern New England, and I welcome all you listeners from all over the country and globe. We have a really exciting show. Today, I welcome Dr. Richard Horowitz. He is a board-certified internist and director of the Hudson Valley Healing Arts Center in Hyde Park, New York, USA. He is a founding member of ILADS and is the prior president of the International Lyme and Associated Disease Educational Foundation, an organization dedicated to the education of health professionals and the diagnosis and treatment of tick-borne disorders. Dr. Horowitz has treated over 12,000 chronic Lyme disease patients in the last 20 years, and he has researched and published on the role of co-infections in patients with persistent symptoms. He has been awarded the Humanitarian of the Year Award by the Turn the Corner Foundation in 2007, now known as Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, for his ongoing work with chronic Lyme disease. Dr. Horowitz is known for his pioneering work with Lyme disease and is recognized to be one of the country's foremost experts on chronic illness. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Why I Can't Get Better, Solving the Mysteries of Lyme and Chronic Disease. Exciting news is that Dr. Horowitz and I will be co-teaching along with Dr. France Scott at the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York this June for a Lyme disease conference weekend. Visit OmegaInstitute.com for more information. And it is my true honor to interview one of the world's preeminent and most beloved Lyme physicians today. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for joining us on Limelight Radio. It is a true privilege.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. This show has turned out to be such an exciting forum for us because we get to talk about everything that's happening with Lyme disease, co-infections, and chronic illness, and what a blessing for all of us to have this opportunity. So thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so let's get right into the meat of it. There's so much going on with Lyme disease, and you know, you have such a wealth of knowledge. Is it true that there has been a recent increase of Lyme disease cases per year in the United States? It seems that everyone's coming down with it.
Yes. I mean, the CDC came out and told us back a few months ago that the numbers were 10 times higher than before, that it went from 30,000 cases a year to 300,000 cases. But if you actually look at the data even closer, they reported that 0.3% of the American population in 2012 had Lyme disease, which means approximately 1 million people got Lyme in the United States that year. And the numbers are still probably even higher because when they were looking at those numbers, they were using two-tiered blood testing to figure out the number of cases in about 60%, and that two-tiered blood test misses about half the cases. So I'm going to suspect we've probably got at least between 1 to 2 million people per year getting this. It's probably higher also because people who have been misdiagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, Lyme can imitate those diseases. So, you know, we're probably looking at least 1 to 2 million people a year coming down with Lyme disease and tick-borne infections at this point in time.
Yeah, I totally can fathom that. And, you know, I was one of those tragic cases, as you know, that was misdiagnosed for 5 years with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, migraines, Epstein-Barr virus. And I imagine just, you know, the country's riddled from where I go lecturing. They come out, you know, by the hundreds, crippled in wheelchairs.
Yeah, it's a really, really bad problem because there's so much controversy about the diagnosis and treatment that patients are stuck in the middle at this point, and they don't really understand what to do. And that's part of the reason I wrote my book, is basically to get the information out there. It's, you know, 526 pages, hardcover, hundreds of references. I wrote it for the public. I explained all the scientific terms, and I explained the protocols to the doctors so that patients will hopefully get help like they have in my office.
It's a beautiful book. I've been reading it. I can't put it down, actually, to tell you the truth. It's like every chapter you've outlined things so clearly. It's so easy for people to absorb and comprehend. I really give you congratulations on a beautiful job there. Can you tell us, Dr. Horowitz, about the whole matter of how Lyme disease does imitate a lot of these autoimmune illnesses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the problem is that people get an overstimulated immune system when they get Lyme. So what happens is that when you get these bacterial infections, and most of my patients, by the way, who are sick, they usually don't just have Lyme. It's usually the associated co-infections like Babesia, which is a parasitic infection. It's like malaria, where you get day sweats, night sweats, chills, air hunger, or Bartonella, Mycoplasma. These different infections can cause an overstimulated immune system. So what happens is that people will get autoimmune markers that show up in their blood, such as one that's called an ANA, anti-nuclear antibody, which some people think is associated with lupus, and you do see it with lupus, but you also see it with Lyme. And when you treat Lyme, the ANA titers will many times go down and sometimes go back to normal. Or you'll get an overstimulated immune system, and you'll get a false positive rheumatoid factor. And some doctors will interpret that as being someone has rheumatoid arthritis. But Lyme can cause a rheumatoid factor that's positive. So the way you differentiate it is there's a blood test called a CCP, which is more specific for rheumatoid arthritis. But the problem is if a doctor is thinking Lyme, and they only do an ELISA test, ELISA, which is the first test they're taught to do, and it's negative, and they have a positive anti-nuclear antibody or rheumatoid factor, they may mistake that for meaning they have an autoimmune disorder. They might give them steroids, prednisone, and many of these patients will get worse when you suppress the immune system. So it's very tricky because it mimics these autoimmune diseases, especially MS. I have patients who come in all the time told that they have MS, and it turns out it was Lyme mimicking an MS type of presentation.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a very, I've seen this map, this statistical evidence of MS being so liberally diagnosed in the Northeast and all of these, you know, medical theories. Oh, is it mold? Oh, is it climate? Oh, is it this? Well, you know, it's pretty obvious that here we are in the pandemic area of the Lyme outbreak, too, and the co-infections, right?
Right. And, well, you know, I think what's going to happen in the future for many of these chronic diseases, I don't think there's one etiology. And as an example, let's take MS. The scientific literature shows that another bacteria, Chlamydia pneumoniae, has been associated with MS. And some doctors have treated chlamydia with doxycycline and Zithromax, including Flagyl, same drugs we might use for Lyme, and got them better without having been diagnosed with Lyme. They know that there can be vitamin D deficiency, which can be associated, and they even know that mercury can cause demyelination, where mercury gets into the brain and causes very similar lesions to what you see with MS. So, you know, the question with many chronic diseases, and this is the point and part of the book, the fact that most chronic diseases have a multifactorial aspect. You know, doctors are taught that there's one cause for one disease. It's called Pasteur's postulate. They learn it in med school, that there's only one cause. But what I'm finding with many of these chronic diseases is that this model that I'm using, which I developed after seeing 12,000 chronically ill people, is that there can be up to 16 different reasons why they're sick. So for MS, it could be Lyme disease causing demyelination. It could be Bartonella causing demyelination, chlamydia, vitamin D deficiency, mercury. And no one's really studied this type of multifactorial model. And I think that's where some of this research needs to go in the future, because that's how I get a lot of these patients better, is by treating all of these overlapping factors.
Makes total sense to me. I'm a classical homeopath, so I come from the world of natural medicine, which looks at a person in totality. And I think this is the epidemic illness of our era that actually asks us to marry the two hands of healthcare, the cutting-edge diagnostic and skills of Western medicine with the supportive therapeutics of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one. And your model fits into that just perfectly. So Dr. Horowitz, stay with us. It's time for a station break. Listeners, we've got a lot more to cover. This is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Then I go to my brother. And I say, brother, help me please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we're continuing a wonderful conversation with Dr. Richard Horowitz. So, Dr. Horowitz, you have this wealth of experience with 12,000 Lyme patients over 20 years. It's absolutely stunning. And people around the country are finally beginning to realize that this is no longer just an incidence of northern New England and the East Coast, but Lyme disease is everywhere, and they are now paying attention to ticks, which is good news for us that we understand these small little organisms are creating havoc in our world. So could you tell us about the ticks and the different co-infections that they carry and how people can be infected?
Sure. The problem right now is, as you were saying, is Lyme is definitely spreading across the U.S., but also worldwide. I have patients right now in my office from France that just flew in, and I've lectured in China. It's a worldwide epidemic, and people need to know, no matter where you live at this point, there are ticks that transmit these organisms. Now, the problem with the ticks is that the ticks just don't contain Lyme disease. They're containing many, many different organisms. So you can get, with one tick bite, multiple organisms at once. So, for example, you could get Ehrlichia or Anaplasma, and this type of bacteria can be deadly in the very young or very elderly. You could get a virus called Powassan virus. It causes a brain swelling or encephalitis. This can also be deadly in 15% of the people, some of the studies even up to 30%. There are other species that are like Lyme, Lyme-like Borrelia, like Borrelia miyamotoi, which is a relapsing fever Borrelia from Japan. So if you got a what looked like a bullseye rash and a meningitis or a Bell's palsy, and the doctor did a test for Lyme and it was negative, they may tell you you don't have Lyme. It could be this other species of Borrelia, Borrelia miyamotoi. So the problem is that if you've got these different species, and then you've got parasites like Babesia, which make my Lyme patients three times sicker with day sweats, night sweats, chills, air hunger where they have difficulty breathing, a cough they can't explain, or Bartonella, cat scratch fever, is in the ticks. You are now, there's the possibility of getting many of these organisms into your body with one tick bite, or you might have multiple tick bites over time. And therefore, if you do 30 days of an antibiotic and you're still sick, it's very likely that part of the reason you're still sick is because you have all of these other infections in your body, and the blood tests are not reliable for all of them. Some are better than others, but also we have problems, for example, diagnosing the different strains of Babesia or Bartonella. This is really, really a big problem.
Really big problem. And as a clinician, you really need to be such a keen observer of the subtleties and nuances in the symptomology, don't you?
Yes, of course you do. And you know, for example, and being a clinician, you have to take a good history because these infections can get into pregnant women and they can cause fetal death where you could have miscarriages. So people, the OBGYNs, need to take a good clinical history to see, do people have a multisystemic illness where they're tired and they have headaches and joint pain? It's really, really important, and they've also gotten into the blood supply. Babesia, this parasitic infection, is in the blood supply. Anaplasma is in the blood supply. So you could get these infections in other ways than just from a tick bite. And just this weekend, there was just an article that was published by Dr. Stricker and other scientific researchers that Lyme possibly can even be sexually transmitted. They found it in half of the sperm and in the vaginal secretions. So we don't know the transmission rate, but this is one of the first studies showing that even sexual transmission is possible. So we really need to get some great research because people could be getting these infections from multiple sources.
Yeah, makes total sense. I mean, bloodborne illness, it's obviously going to be transmitted through all these various blood source contamination ways.
Yes.
So now people that have suspicion that they could be afflicted with Lyme or one of the co-infections, they go to their average physician. And as you and I know, it's only a tiny percentage of physicians in this country that are properly educated on Lyme disease. So they go in there and they get that faulty ELISA test. What do they do?
Well, I mean, it's an excellent question. So the first thing that people need to know is you have to understand the symptoms of Lyme disease and how it overlaps other symptoms. So, for example, if you've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or an autoimmune disease like MS or early dementia where you have memory problems, you need to clinically suspect that you could have Lyme and associated tick-borne infections. But the key is, since the blood tests are not reliable, is that you've got to look at Lyme being a clinical diagnosis, and we have patients fill out a questionnaire to show that it's multisystemic. So, for example, there are certain specific symptoms that tell you with a higher probability that you have Lyme. For example, the symptoms tend to come and go. You have good days and you have bad days without any good reason. The joint pain and muscle pain tends to move around the body. One day it's in the elbow. 2 days later it's in your shoulder. 3 days later it's in your knee. It's moving around your body without a good reason. You might have tingling, numbness, and burning sensations that also come and go and migrate without any good reason. You have a stiff neck and headache, light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. You're dizzy and you go to the neurologist and they can't figure it out. Your CAT scan or MRI may be normal. You have memory and concentration problems and you're in your 30s and 40s and your vitamin levels are normal. Your thyroid tests are normal. They can figure out why you can't remember people's names or phone numbers, why you're walking into a room and you're forgetting why you walked in. You're driving in the car. You get disoriented. And you can't fall asleep. You keep waking up in the middle of the night. You're anxious. You're depressed. Now, each one of those symptoms doesn't mean specifically you have Lyme. When you put them together, though, as a multisystemic illness where you've ruled out other diseases, and then you do testing, not just the ELISA, but a Western blot through a reliable lab like iGenX in California, there is testing on the Western blot that tells you the probability if you've been exposed to Lyme. And I call this Lyme bingo, which means if you get any one of the following five numbers on a Western blot, you have been exposed to Borrelia burgdorferi. And this is important for the listeners to copy this down. The numbers are the following: the 23, the 31, the 34, the 39, and the 83/93 bands on a Western blot. These are very specific for Lyme. So if you have a multisystemic illness, symptoms come and go and migrate around your body, you've taken an antibiotic, for example, for a urinary tract or an upper respiratory tract infection, you feel better or you feel worse with those symptoms, that could be Lyme. If you're a woman who feels right around her menstrual cycle, much worse, and then gets better, that can be Lyme. And if you have any of those bands on a Western blot, that's how clinically a doctor and a patient would suspect that Lyme disease is there.
I like that. Lyme bingo. A really good description. What I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to blog this show, Dr. Horwitz, and I'm going to make sure we put those band numbers up on the blog so that people are very aware of that. And also, that questionnaire in your book that you have, that 38-item questionnaire, everyone, you've got to get this book, Dr. Horwitz's new book, Why I Can't Get Better, Solving the Mystery of Lyme and Chronic Disease, is wonderful. And you can get it where, Dr. Horwitz? Everywhere?
Right. It's actually Why Can't I Get Better?
Sorry.
It's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble's, Books a Million. You can get it in the bookstores. Basically, it's available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, fabulous book. And as you said, that questionnaire chapter's in there. So, people, pay attention. You need to work with your doctor. And if your doctor is not what we, casually use this term now called Lyme literate, you want to get onto a website like LymeDisease.org or ILADS.com and find a doctor in your area, or that you might even have to drive to or fly to, like people come to see Dr. Horowitz, that knows how to work with these symptom clusters and use the proper testing, because too many people have been shuffled through the medical system and really lost and struggling. They're bedridden.
Yes, and I tell the patients also, because obviously my practice at this point actually is close to new patients. We're only getting a few in here and there because there's no room. Patients should take this book to their doctors. The doctors will understand it. All the science is in there for them to understand. They really should be working in partnership with their own doctors and healthcare providers to teach them the model that I'm using, because the model in the book goes way beyond Lyme. It's actually a way of thinking out in a 16-point map how many overlapping problems might you have that might be contributing to your illness.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Dr. Horowitz, please stay with me. Listeners, stay with us too. We need to continue this conversation. So worthy, great information today, but we need to take a station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Stay tuned.
Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
To my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Macris, and we are visiting with Dr. Richard Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, we have just touched upon the fact that so many people get chronically ill with Lyme disease and co-infections, and really such little progress for them. They're very dependent, as they've been misdiagnosed, on pharmaceuticals to manage symptoms, but they're not necessarily getting cured. So could you elaborate to all of our listeners on the whole status of chronic Lyme disease? Does it really exist? And, you know, how it interplays with chronic illness in the United States?
Yes, no, it's a great question. The first thing is that I think we've poorly defined the term chronic Lyme disease, because the patients who come to see me who have chronic symptoms after classical treatment for Lyme disease, they don't just have Lyme disease. They have multifactorial causes for their illness, and I call this syndrome Lyme-MCIDS. So MCIDS stands for Multiple Systemic Infectious Disease Syndrome, and it represents 16 potential overlapping medical problems which can contribute to persistent symptoms in a Lyme patient. So the first point of this 16-point map we've been discussing is infections, that you don't just get Lyme. Many of my patients have multiple bacteria that have gotten into their body. They have viruses that can reactivate. They can get parasites like Babesia. There are other strains like Borrelia miyamotoi, relapsing fever Borrelia we talked about. And we find that these patients who are infected with Lyme and these co-infections are much sicker and resistant to standard therapies. So when the infectious disease doctors did the initial studies on Lyme, and you look at those studies that doctors are quoting, they're only really talking about patients who had Lyme. The patients who come to see me, they don't have Lyme. They have all of these overlapping factors. Now, the other points on the MCIDS map that are keeping them sick is they have this overstimulated immune system that we talked about, immune dysfunction. There's inflammation. There are these environmental toxins and heavy metal burdens like mercury and lead that are getting into their body. And they have problems detoxifying some of these different chemicals. Many people have nutritional deficiencies. Their hormones have been thrown off. They can't fall asleep, which contributes to their inflammation. The part of the body that makes energy, the mitochondria, doesn't work. They've got food allergies and sensitivities. They're deconditioned. Parts of their nervous system, like the autonomic nervous system that controls your blood pressure, your heart rate, your digestion, doesn't work. So what it's like is, it's like somebody coming into a doctor with 16 nails in their foot saying, "Doctor, I have foot pain." And the doctor pulls out one or two nails, and the patient comes back, and the doctor says, "How's your foot pain?" And they say, "I still have foot pain." And the doctor says, "Well, I've done everything that modern medicine can do for you, but the problem is there's still 14 nails in the foot." And that's what this book talks about, is all of the overlapping factors that I have found in treating over 12,000 people. Actually, it's coming on close to 30 years that I'm doing this now. I find that 90 to 95% of my patients will get better if you look for all of these overlapping factors that are keeping people sick. So this term chronic Lyme disease really needs to be redefined as Lyme-MCIDS because of all of these multiple underlying etiologies that are responsible for people's persistent symptoms.
Makes total sense to me. I was right there. I was one of those people that was completely debilitated. And all of those very key points that you just mentioned were, you know, what kept me plastered to the bed and plastered to the sofa. And it was rebuilding all of the depletions, getting the detox pathways working, and really going about, you know, cleaning up a lot of the toxicities and damage that the illness induces at multiple levels. And it's not a quick fix. I think that individuals, you know, they have been conditioned in our country that, oh, I don't feel well, let's go get a drug from our doctor and I'll bounce out of this thing in days or weeks. But Lyme is, you know, it's months and years of treatment to get well.
Oh, absolutely. And the point you bring up about the detoxification, you know, we might be taught it in medical school. I mean, I think as naturopathic doctors, they're really taught it in much more detail. But detox plays a huge role in these patients with Lyme. We're finding that if we detoxify people with products like glutathione, which is made in your own body, the 70% of the people will get better with products like glutathione that will pull toxins out of the body and helps to regulate immunity. It's a great antioxidant. So, you know, what doctors aren't realizing is it's not just the organisms, the bacteria that have gotten into your body. It's the effects of the bacteria on the body, on the hormones, on the adrenal glands, or if you had nutritional deficiencies or food allergies, all of these things play a role. It has nothing to do with your tick-borne disorder, But all of these things will drive inflammation, which ultimately causes all of the symptoms that you're going to see with Lyme disease. It's these inflammatory molecules in great part that are keeping people sick.
So, Dr. Horowitz, I can't help but think as I'm listening to you, and first of all, thank you for this brilliant work that you've been doing and for caring for so many people and bringing life and hope back, you know, into the broken hearts and bodies and souls, because I know how decimating this illness is. But do you think that this epidemic that we're facing and this, you know, chronic illness crisis is really asking our physicians and our whole kind of medical model that we have in the United States to change?
Well, yes. I mean, here's the elephant in the room, which I'm actually surprised no one has addressed. There's a tremendous amount of chronic disease in the United States. Whether you're looking at an Alzheimer's disease epidemic where the rates of Alzheimer's are rising, they're basically telling us by 2030 it's going to break the healthcare bank. 1 in 88 children has autism in the United States, and nobody knows why. We've got rising cancer rates across the world. So we've got a lot of chronic disease. It's accounting for 70% of American deaths, 75% of the U.S. annual healthcare costs, according to the CDC, and yet we don't have a model for chronic disease. So when I wrote this book, I realized after I was done that the 16-point model that I'm using is a model that we really need to study at the governmental level, the CDC, the NIH, for people who are really concerned about the health of our population and keeping down healthcare costs. We have a lot of chronic disease. And it appears to me from seeing all these chronically ill people, you know, not just talking about Lyme patients, that a lot of these factors that I've discovered on this MCIDS map may be applicable to other diseases. So when I look at one part of the map, and I call it the three I's, infection, immune dysfunction, and inflammation, these in part are the key to helping people with chronic disease. So when you address those three I's in the 16 points, I find a lot of these chronically ill people do get better. So I think that we really need to look at this model, not just for Lyme, but for many other chronic diseases in the future. And I hope that I'll be able to do some of that research with the agencies to work for the betterment of our country and for the world.
Yes, I support you 100%. And, you know, what can we do? I mean, what can this country do? Is there ways people can get involved to help promote the kind of work that you want to see changed in healthcare?
I mean, we need better research and funding. I mean, I think that, you know, people's politicians, I mean, they need to know if you're in the middle of a Lyme epidemic, I'm not sure that all of the governmental agencies are aware actually how bad this is, because the numbers that have been used, I mean, recently the CDC said they're higher, but the fact is that, you know, Lyme disease, even the CDC has said it's a clinical diagnosis. You don't make the diagnosis based on a blood test. They've said this for years, even on their website. Those tests that they were doing were mainly for health departments to screen people. So there are many, many people who probably have Lyme disease in the United States and don't know it. They're suffering. It's causing disability. We're worried about the economy in our country and getting us going again. And here we have, you know, a terrible epidemic of tick-borne diseases that are causing disability. And I think that it's not on the radar enough at this point. So I think, you know, education of doctors, education of our politicians, speaking to people about this, getting more research and funding is really important. I mean, I forget the exact number. We have a $14 trillion budget for the United States, and we just got $9 million in funding, which is something. I mean, it's helpful, but when you consider the level of this epidemic, we really need to put much more funds into looking at the research for, you know, how do we treat chronic persistent infections? What do we do for these co-infections? So we have a lot more work that we need to do on the research side.
Yeah, we definitely do. And, you know, we're way behind. I mean, I compare it to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. You know, if you look at it historically, about every 30, 35 years, modern society is afflicted with, you know, a rampant infectious disease that, you know, knocks the lives out of, you know, thousands of people. And finally, you know, medical science catches up to the curve. And I think we're behind the curve here right now. And, you know, we've got to get on board. But the good news is almost every week I'm seeing something about Lyme disease now in the media or literature somewhere.
Yes, I mean, definitely the word is getting out, but what I think is not getting out is the unreliability of the blood tests, that people need to know that ELISA test will only pick it up in about half of the cases. You know, there's 100 strains of Lyme and over 300 worldwide. The Western blot that LabCorp, Quest, and most labs are doing only checks for one strain, and it's not going to check for Borrelia miyamotoi. It's only actually a couple of weeks ago the first commercial test became available for Borrelia miyamotoi from New Milford Hospital by PCR with a DNA test. You know, so people need to know that you don't just do an ELISA. You need to do an ELISA. You need to do a Western blot that looks at several different strains of Lyme disease, like using Igenix in California, which has been validated in New York State. I'm able to do it in New York State. But you also need to look at DNA testing, PCR, cultures, lymphocyte transformation tests. There's many different ways of looking to see if you've got Lyme. But again, the problem is these co-infections. Doctors must think about Babesia, Bartonella, because those are really the other organisms that are keeping so many people ill.
So many people ill. So many people ill. So, Dr. Horowitz, thank you. This is wonderful. We're really getting some top-notch information today. Time for station break, everyone. Stay tuned with Dr. Horowitz and myself. This is Limelight Radio. We'll be right back.
I don't know what's up there.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleyer's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Limelight Radio with Dr. Richard Horowitz. Fascinating discoveries today. We are learning so much. Dr. Horowitz, you have treated over 20 years in the Lyme trenches, people sick. I mean, beyond, you know, belief. They just sometimes the despair and the suffering is beyond what even people stricken with cancer feel. I mean, Lyme is overwhelming, and the co-infections. So with all this massive experience, over 12,000 chronically ill individuals with Lyme disease, and you've had success where others have failed, what do you attribute to your success in finding recoveries with these individuals?
I mean, it's a great question. I mean, I think what it comes down to, people need to know, and their healthcare practitioners too, that, you know, Lyme disease has different forms in the body. So if you've only been treated with one antibiotic, like doxycycline, is mainly for forms that are inside the cells intracellular, or Ceftin, which is a antibiotic, goes against the cell wall forms of Lyme. So what I do is I treat all the different forms at some point in the treatment simultaneously. Cell wall forms, cystic forms, which is how it persists in the body in part, inside the cells, intracellular forms. They're now finding Lyme in biofilms. So if you treat using an approach treating all these different forms, and treating the co-infections. So, for example, the patient says to me, I still have day sweats. I still have drenching night sweats or chills, and the hormones are normal. If you don't treat the babesia, these people will not get better. I've had patients in wheelchairs who started walking after simply treating babesia, failing Lyme treatment. So you treat all the different forms of Lyme. You treat the co-infection. You do classical and integrative treatment, and that can include herbs, cat's claw, cemento, banderol, camunda, traditional Chinese herbs, Byron White herbs, Beyond Balance. There's many different herbs you can use that many of the integrative doctors will use, but you've got to balance the hormones. 40% of my patients, their adrenals are low. They won't get better if their adrenals are low. They won't get better if men have low testosterone. They may have nutritional deficiencies like zinc, and if the zinc is not treated, they may have inflammation in their body. If the food allergies and sensitivities are not addressed, it causes inflammation in the body. If they don't get to sleep, it causes inflammation. So the key is you've got to go through the 16-point MCIDS map, figure out in each individual patient how many of these points are overlapping, which may be causing them to be ill, and that's really the key. And every chapter in my book outlines each one of these 16 points. It's heavily scientifically referenced so that healthcare providers can read the science backing all of this up. And I found that when you treat people with this type of approach, people who have failed, who are extremely complex, will get better, but you've got to make sure all the points on the MCIDS map are addressed.
Yes, you're treating the person in totality. You're not just going after the bugs, per se. You're really looking at this being and their body as an ecosystem, and working on creating, you know, balance and harmony and better function within.
Right. Right. And, yeah. And similarly, doctors sometimes don't test for some points on the map. Like I might find patients, for example, where their autonomic nervous system, their blood pressure is low, or they just don't think of testing it. The advantage of the book is it gives you a map in a really complex patient and says, okay, I've got a really complex illness. I've had difficulty getting better. Let me apply this map and see what haven't I looked at that might be the key to getting well.
Yes, and it is stunning, isn't it, that low blood pressure piece. That shows up in a lot of people that are seriously ill, especially with that chronic fatigue picture.
Yes, absolutely. It can be a problem. So again, it's just a systematic way of looking at the body and looking at all the different ways that people may stay ill, that it's not just about Lyme disease. It's about these co-infections and all of the other aspects of the MCIDS map that do keep people chronically ill.
And I believe also, too, in the factors of susceptibility and sort of what I call genetic Russian roulette, like what comes down in your family lineage. You know, some people have great liver function and, you know, it's just sort of genetic predisposition. Other people are very susceptible at the nervous system level. So, you know, constitutional types and susceptibility play into this kind of condition.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you see people who, both of them could be 30 years old. One was, you know, lifting weights and now can't get out of bed, and the other one is fine. But you're right. It depends on genetics, detoxification, how many infections you've gotten over how much time, whether you have an overstimulated immune system. There's a lot of factors playing a role. A
lot of factors. So much to learn. I mean, you know, the hopeful part of me, the optimist in me, I mean, and someone who has survived the Lyme ordeal and come out the other side and to be 100% glowingly healthy again, which, you know, I'm blessed for, I feel, you know, that there is actually a tipping point that could occur through this illness and the chronic illnesses that it's created a daisy chain to, that we actually, over the next decade, could end up with a better healthcare system and a better whole healthcare model.
Yes, I mean, it's impossible for chronic complex patients in an HMO model of spending 12 to 15 minutes for a patient. You can't possibly deal with these chronically ill people, which is why one of the models I would like eventually to see instituted, which has been effective with us, is set up chronic disease centers of excellence across the United States and use this map in these chronically ill people. Get a statistician in there to prove this, because we're breaking the healthcare system at this point, money-wise, with all of these chronic diseases. I'm getting a lot of help with the model that I'm using. We need to go out, and you're right, maybe 10 years from now, this will be a good thing that we discovered another way of looking at chronic disease in a much broader fashion, saying it's multifactorial. It's not one cause for one illness. There's multiple overlapping causalities.
Definitely. And the United States, sad to say, is behind the times with integrative medicine. We're one of the few Western countries of the world that does not have naturopathic protocols, nutritional protocols, homeopathics, et cetera, built into their healthcare system, akin to Germany or France or South America even.
No, you're right. I mean, it is being taught. I mean, University of Arizona, Duke, and there are places, of course, that are teaching it, but it's not as widespread, although I know it is starting to gain a lot of popularity. And I can tell you, as a board-certified internist, a lot of the things I was taught as a classical internist definitely are wonderful helping people. But the integrative model of looking at the body with an integrative lens, at the biochemistry of the body, the nutrition, the diet, all of these things play a big role. And we may have learned them, but I don't think people realize how important it is in maintaining health.
Very, very true. So, Dr. Horowitz, can you please tell us your website for people to be able to visit and learn more from you?
Sure. My website is www.cangetbetter.com. Cangetbetter.com. So the book is Why Can't I Get Better? Solving the Mystery of Lyme and Chronic Disease. But the website is cangetbetter.com. And that's, you know, really the point here is, people should never, ever, ever give up, because there are answers. The answers are in my book. You should not lose hope. And you can get better from this illness. I've seen people get better from it. You just have to look at all of these overlapping multifactorial causes on the MCIDS map. And I really hope that patients and doctors will work in a partnership to use this model, because it's been so effective in my clinic.
That's beautiful. So we have one more minute before we have to leave, and I've had a wonderful hour with you. I hope our listeners have too. Let me ask you a question. What has Lyme disease taught you?
It's taught me more compassion for all of these sick people. One of the most important things I was ever taught by my teachers was exchange yourself with the other person, put themselves in their shoes. Do for them what you would want done. And what that really means for healthcare providers is, if you see a sick patient, you want to treat that person like they were your brother, your sister, your mother. You don't give up. You keep looking for answers. And I find that if you don't give up and you don't just refer to a dozen subspecialists, you take this on responsibility-wise and you don't give up and you look at the MCIDS map, you will find that there is hope, and you can grow as a physician in the process by opening your heart and your mind while dealing with these chronically ill people who really break open your heart with their suffering. And I think that a lot of doctors are dissatisfied with the healthcare system, and there's a lot of satisfaction seeing these people who are chronically ill get better.
Oh, bless your heart, Dr. Horowitz. You're doing beautiful work, and I'm so proud that I have gotten a chance to interview you today and that we will be co-teaching together this summer at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, weekend of June 20th, 22nd. Everyone, please go to OmegaInstitute.com if you'd like to come learn more from wonderful Dr. Horowitz, and please get his book. Thank you, Dr. Horowitz, for joining me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. With Omega, I look forward to seeing everyone there. Bring your doctors with you. Bring the charts. We're going to have a lot of interesting discussions, so we're going to be there to help you.
Yes, we are. We're having everything. We're having training for doctors. We're having integrative support. We're having spiritual and all kinds of mind-body medicine. So thank you, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you, audience. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and we'll hear you and speak with you next week.
Listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.